Bathhouse Ballads, March 11, 2010. Am I really that dumb? I think I must be pretty dumb when it comes to learning foreign languages, though the skills I do have are clearly above average. I claim this because recently, European Union research highlighted only 5% of British people can count to 20 in a foreign language. Apparently, Americans fare worse. As I can count to 20 in 4 languages, though in 2 that's all I can do, I can designate myself a polyglot. Anyone who has lived in Korea long enough and is battling to learn the language will have met those linguists who seem to have picked the language up in a few weeks. Don't they depress you? I met a chap last summer who told me he had learned the Korean alphabet in a couple of hours. My God, I've been struggling with it for years. When I tried to clarify whether he meant he was familiar with it or could actually read it, he insisted his abilities were sufficient to read text, though not understand it. I remember another passing acquaintance, a very colourful character, who insisted the language was easy and all you had to do was add yo onto the end of everything, which also included English words. And then, of course, there are those who will tell you their level, even though they do not go to classes and have never been assessed. Of course, they're never a beginner, like you are, and usually pitch themselves at intermediate, or if a little humbler, lower intermediate. This always reminds me of the cartoon character Peggy, from King of the Hill, who says she has an IQ of 180, give or take a few points, because she assessed herself. No language is easy, and Korean, with a totally different alphabet, 3 speech levels, honorifics, dialects, the numerous pronunciation exceptions created by certain sound combinations, and then the fact that many sounds cannot be rendered by an English equivalent. Or at least this is my humble understanding. So it is neither Daegu or Taegu, and indeed the only way to write the city's name free of ambiguity is in Korean. Of course, if you want to be really flashy, you can write it in Hanja, this being Korean Chinese characters. Recognising sounds is another skill, and one I find my weakest. The way Koreans cut short particular final consonants often causes me great confusion, so I end up muddling ginger with thinking and acorn curd with eagles. Asking the market stall owner how much the eagle curd is, or if they have any thinking, raises eyebrows. And persimmons, I am always confusing with liver. No matter how hard you study Korean, you will constantly meet those who can speak it better than you. I don't mean the pretentious linguist types who master the basics in 5 minutes. You rarely hear them speaking unless it's in English and telling you how easy Korean is. But those with a genuine talent for languages, and who have also made an effort. You read about those who study every moment they can, running on the treadmill listening to dialogues or reciting conversations as they walk to work. It takes me all my effort not to fall off the treadmill, and on the pavement, at least in the city, one needs all one's mental faculties to avoid being smashed to pieces by one of the numerous Meals on Mopeds maniacs. However, if you really want to impress people, Hanja, that is Korean Chinese characters, has few foreign followers. You will have to learn Korean for a few years to truly impress other Westerners, but with Hanja you can do it with a handful of characters. I've met Westerners who could speak fairly good Korean but didn't know any Hanja, and I know Korean adults whose Hanja skills are rudimentary. I currently know around 600 characters, but at any one time will have forgotten around a third of them, and many of the characters, comprising this third, will change on a daily basis. The educated Korean should know approximately 1,800 characters, 900 learned in middle school and another 900 learned in high school. I've spent 10 years on and off studying Hanja, all a total waste of time, especially as with every 5 new characters I learn, I tend to forget 3 or 4 old ones. If I can study Hanja for another 30 years, I'll be averagely educated. Some of my Korean friends try to suggest that it is not how many characters I know that is important, but the fact I study them. Personally, learning Hanja is a little like learning Latin or Greek, an exercise of the mind, but with attractive squiggly little patterns. At the end of the day, Hanja provides few benefits to my spoken Korean, but it certainly impresses both Westerners and Koreans, and to be honest, I do get a little thrill when I see some characters and actually recognize them. I take my hat off to those individuals who can communicate in Korean at any level, especially as there are plenty of foreigners living in Korea who see no point at all in learning the language. I even know one teacher with postgraduate qualifications who insisted he came to Korea to better understand Korean culture and not to learn Korean. But those who warrant my greatest respect are those individuals who have mastered the intricacies of Korean from a Speak Korean in 5 minutes, paperback, 50 pages, no cassette, read on the flight to Korea.